Hi, you're listening to A Side Quest, a video games podcast by people too busy to play video games. I messed that up. I'm Dave Rupert.
I'm Jan Hoy.
Jan, this week was another week where I was just too busy. We were talking before the show. I feel like every time I look at the clock, it's 45 minutes later than it was previously. The days and times are slipping by. I'm fading. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out the same thing myself. The time's just going by really fast, and I need to figure out a way to slow it down a little bit.
Drugs, I think, slow it down, or being a Time Lord or slows it down, or a Doctor Strange.
Where can I get one of those phone booths that just, you know, takes me away from all this?
You need that cool amulet necklace with the Infinity Stone in it. That would help too. Hey, Jan, I wanted to change our podcast to Twitchonomics, where we uncover the hidden side of everything related to streaming. I have some questions about Twitch. I've been thinking about Twitch a lot. We've been talking kind of about Twitch. Well, let's start this off. There was a promotion going on through Amazon Prime where you could buy 500 bits for $1. You made me buy these bits. What are these for, and why do I have them? I'm trying to understand Twitch. I don't get it. I'm an old man. Why do I need bits?
That's a good question. But the reason why I had you buy bits is because you linked your Battle.net account to Twitch. You're now able to make purchases. So this is going to sound really silly, but you can cheer. Like, let's say you're watching Overwatch League and you cheer 100 bits, you unlock this community pool of trying to unlock skins for Overwatch.
Okay. So I enter into I throw bits into the lottery. Is that right? Or it's kind of like a humble bundle for skins. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Once you do that, you'll unlock the skin. You get to choose. They're like, the first hero was Junkrat. That's your main. The next one is Hanzo, and then the third one they're about to release is Whittle. So it just keeps going. And if we do our math correctly, I think 450 million bits unlocks a new character, and it just keeps growing. So that's a lot of money if you think about it. But bits are also used for cheering as well. Like cheering, like not just Overwatch League streams, but also individual streamers. So they get bits, and they're always like, when they're used, give somebody like 50 bits for just being a cool person on the stream. And they'll be like, hey, thank you for that, those bits, you know, and it just keeps it keeps money into the Twitch pool.
Am I like what's his name, Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber, where I'm like, that's as good as cash, or what is that?
I'm starting to wonder, like, even just talking out loud about this, I'm like, all this money that just keeps getting pumped into Twitch, and I'm wondering myself, like, I'm over here buying bits. You can watch an ad to acquire bits. Like how much is your time worth? Would you watch this 30-second ad and acquire 20 bits for yourself so you can give it to a streamer?
So I can cheer somebody and get an emote. That's what I'm, that's, I don't, this is maybe me being an old, again, I don't understand emotes. I'm not like motivated by them in the slightest, you know, like people are like, oh, you gotta get on Messenger because it has these sweet stickers, or Line Chat or what, and I'm just like, do not care. Like, I want less. Can I just get a little short form text? Is that an option? Could I get a legible chat room? Yeah, because I don't even participate in the chat when I watch Twitch at all, like zero, because it's just way overwhelming and almost useless. I almost wish I could delete it entirely so that it wouldn't use up my bandwidth. So
Oh, it totally drains my bandwidth. Now, there is also a cheering bits leaderboard on streamers. When a streamer is paid, you can be the leader. You can be the lead cheerleader with bits.
Okay.
So I've seen a streamer with a person in their chat giving them 1,000 bits. I mean, and that made them the leader, and their name was like glorified on top of their screen. I mean,
that might
be worth something.
That might be getting some exposure. Is that what we're doing? Exposure?
I think so.
Okay.
I mean, it's almost like the teacher's apple rule, right? It's like, hey, like, or the teacher's pet rule. Like, you bring him an apple. You're like, hey, little Jane brought an apple today for the teacher. Now she's number one. And so the other students are like, you know, I'm going to up the game. I'm going to bring the teacher tomorrow. 2 apples, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, there is something that I do like about it. And I blogged that about this a little bit, but I do like the I'm supporting people I like aspect of it. Mm-hmm. It's just tough, you know? It's like the value is very low. Like I don't need your stickers or your emotes. The only thing you offer I'm paying money for is for support, like altruistic support of this content creator, and like a hey, thanks, bud, in the chat, you know? And so I'm just like, oh man, is that worth it? I don't know. But, you know, but then there's like on top of that, like other ways to support. There's like Twitch Prime subscriptions, you know, or Twitch Prime. But like, even like paid subscriptions where you pay like $8 a month to like be in somebody's stream. That's also stuff I do not get. So
that is supporting the content creator, right? So I personally sub to 2 people. And sometimes I wonder why I'm subbing, but then what I get out from them is really good Overwatch tips. Like one of the streamers is a really good Overwatch player. And then another streamer, she's just really good at like playing all sorts of different games. So I support her just because she just plays, she'll play like Assassin's Creed Origin, or she'll play Diablo 3. And then, you know, she's just really good at the game. So I was like, you know, I spend some time here. I might as well give her $5. That's like a latte, right? That's me supporting. That's me helping supporting somebody.
Okay.
But yeah. Then.
Okay.
But I question it sometimes. Sometimes I wonder, like, why am I doing this? And there'll be days when they don't stream. I'll fire up Twitch. And the 2 people that I sub to are not online. And I'm just like, well, I mean, at least with Hulu or with Netflix, I can turn that on and I get something.
Yeah, yeah. But then what happens if your streamer gets sick and you paid $8? Well, that's silly, but because they're sick and that's too bad. But anyway, it's all interesting. I think I don't know. I want to vibe it. I want to learn about it. Maybe we need to spin up some Twitch channels and just go for it and experience the economy head on. That's our new announcement. We'll start twitching. We'll Twitch stream here.
I would like to try that one of these days. We'll have to figure it out how to sit there and just get people to throw bits at us.
Yeah. All right. So part two here. I have here's something I noticed. So we play Overwatch, game we like. Last couple of weeks we've been talking about Fortnite, a game that is good. It's not maybe for me. But one thing I noticed is like Overwatch always sat kind of at the top little slot and the number of active viewers on Twitch. And this is just Twitch, you know, every platform, Mixer and YouTube, they could all be different or whatever. But Overwatch kind of occupied the main top slot. But now it's fallen. It's on like the second row of active viewers, you know, and Fortnite is like number one with like 250,000 active viewers watching other people play Fortnite. Here's my question. Let me add this point, except for when Overwatch League is playing, then Overwatch is back up at the top, basically, because like 125,000 people are watching Overwatch. But it makes me wonder, did Overwatch League kind of cannibalize like Overwatch streamers? Basically, like, did they just basically suck up all the viewership and all the money for that? You know, like, and is that detrimental to the game because less people are playing Overwatch or in like publicly in streaming? Are people just bouncing from the game because of like balance problems in the game? Is that why we're getting matched up with just complete idiots? I don't know. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on this subject.
You know, like the reason, like Fortnite, they recently got really good. Got really good press recently with Drake streaming with a popular streamer.
Yeah, that's Ninja. Drake and Ninja.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I knew, I mean, because I keep up with the gaming industry, I knew that Fortnite was going to be a fun game to play. But at the time, it was PUBG was all the hype, right? And then all of a sudden, Fortnite is, you know, they pretty much, using the word loosely, borrow the mechanics of PUBG and created their you know, their Royal Rumble type game.
Yeah, they were like PUBG but free. Yeah. Same game but free.
So the combination of a free game, the combination of Drake, and the combination of like any, and not just Drake, there's been a few other celebrities too that has been playing this game, has kind of given Fortnite some street cred. So that's one, like, that's the reason why when you shared with me that screenshot with how many people is, you know, currently watching what stream, like Fortnite, I was like, they're just blowing like Overwatch by like 7 times. I'm just like, that's nuts. And so, but I really don't know. On the, like, I don't know how
Overwatch is behind IRL. Like,
yes, I saw that.
Which is just IRL, for those who don't know, it's just people like talking, like paying bills online. I don't know. It's like the most boring, like hanging out and talking.
Yeah, I saw the IRL the other day in some streamer. She was eating Chick-fil-A, and I was just like, okay, this is happening, and she had 100+ viewers, and I'm just like, all right, this is a thing.
I mean, it's good, but yeah, it's all, I don't know. Anyway, well, it's tough times. I mean, that's, yeah, I don't know. Like, I wonder if it's the free game thing that is really the sort of driver, you know, like the price of software basically is being driven down, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about like stinking Angry Birds or whatever. It's like $1, you know, and so, and then it got very popular, you know.
Mm-hmm. I, you know, at the same time, I mean, Overwatch League is what, Wednesday through Saturday, so maybe that number will spike during those days. But I really don't know. I'm also trying to figure out like your other thought on whether or not just the gameplay in general has been sucking lately. No, he doesn't want to stream, doesn't want to play Overwatch anymore. They're all bouncing to Fortnite. I mean, heck, our people in our Discord, like, they'll play Fortnite. It's almost like they split time with that game right now. And it's usually like our
people
the group
we
that
met
we play Overwatch
playing with. Overwatch. Yeah, it's our Overwatch friends are now bouncing out because they're like tired of, basically, you're like, you're stuck on the ladder. You never get better at Overwatch. So that's the secret of Overwatch right now. So
it's been really frustrating recently, but hopefully they'll make some adjustments and balance the game out a little bit more. But right now it has been kind of frustrating. But going back to the streaming, I mean, maybe who knows? Maybe Fortnite the hype would die down. I don't know. Yeah. They do have some pretty good momentum right now. So
there's a lot of advantages to Fortnite. It's like a, you know, it's play till you die, basically. And then, you know, and you do that as much as you want, you know? So,
yeah. And I think, and it's not, you know, there's not necessarily, you're not playing in a game with strangers, or you could, but maybe the players are not as toxic. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. But just reading on forums recently, I was someone was saying like, oh, people in Overwatch are so nice compared to, let's say, people in Dota or people in Call of Duty or Rainbow Six or whatever the heck that game is. I think no matter what game you're going to play, there's going to be people that's just mad. You just don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. Oh. All right, hey, we're going to cut over to our stand-up this week. Oh, what games did you play? What games are you going to play? And did you have any blockers?
All right, okay. Outside of the usual Overwatch gameplay per night, but I've been still playing about an hour of Splatoon a day. And that has been fun. Me and a friend were trying to get to level 30 and unlock all the weapons. So that's actually been fun.
What?
I know.
Weapons at level 30?
Well, yeah. Like I mentioned last week, Splatoon, like, they keep like releasing new weapons, and I'm just like, this is the game that came out last summer maybe, and they're still like pumping out content, and I haven't dropped a dime for it since just buying the main game. So there's a lot of cool weapons out, you know, like it, for those that hasn't played Splatoon, you just basically just spray paint the ground and see who can do it the best in 3 minutes. But they have weapons from like that, from dualies to like to big paintbrushes to snipers. There's actually guns that you can snipe with that I recently encountered that was super annoying. But yeah, it's been fun, like dedicating like an hour a day to play that game. It's not like Overwatch where I'm just worried about my skill ratings, right? I'm just playing. I'm relaxing and just trying to win a game in 3 minutes. And I think, you know, like pick up and play game, I think that's perfect for me. Like whether it's my lunch break or, you know, like getting like hopping into a game, like right after work, it's very, I find it very, less stressful than Overwatch.
That sounds good. I mean, I think, I don't know. I'm waiting for my invite, but.
Oh, well. You know, we were talking about having you hop on, and okay, well, I tell you what, we'll send you an invite this week, and we're gonna level you up and get you some weapons.
All right. I'm joking. I would love to play, but I've been thinking. I knew you're kind of playing in lunch at lunchtime, and I'm sort of like, dude, maybe I should like block it off on my calendar, you know, and maybe even like Twitch stream so that I'm doing it during the lunch, so I like have an appointment to do something during for an hour, you know. That's something I thought of, like it's just basically like I like force myself to squeeze in time because right now I'm not doing a great job. So,
yeah, well, I'm just trying to learn how to balance my days better. I've been trying to master time blocking or boxing, and where I just set a certain time to do certain things and make sure I get those tasks done. And it's been pretty successful so far. It's almost like a time hack in your schedule. You know, you have your routines. You have your, you know, you wake up, breakfast, then you work, and then you have lunch. But also, like, you have to like be able to squeeze in some personal time. Now, and I'm reluctant to work from home, so that's the reason. If people was wondering, like, is this guy eating, you know, playing Splatoon as lunch and lunch break? I'm like, yeah. But you know, even if I was working in an office, you know, that what makes the Nintendo Switch great, right? It's portable. I can like, you know, sneak out of the back and play it.
Yeah. Go down the cafeteria and just be like, put up a "Don't bother me" sign and and just play away. Now that's a good
exactly.
Yeah. It's so, like a stress reliever, just brain occupier. That's my thing, is I just end up working through lunch, which is sometimes fine, but it's also sometimes like maybe I should just like hard like box it out. Like I don't do stuff during that time. So
that, you know, like an extra hour a day for yourself is extremely valuable, especially with your busy schedule. So I highly recommend it.
All right, maybe I'll commit to doing that, like box out 2 hours or something.
And I do have one more game that I've been playing.
All right.
And it's a game And I, you know, it's kind of weird. Like we've been having these episodes up so far, but I never talk about this game. But I do play. Me and some coworkers every Friday we have a happy hour, and we're pretty much a remote team of like, you know, 8 to 10 people, and we play Jackbox. You know, we play the Jackbox Party Pack, and
that's the successor to You Don't Know Jack. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you remember back in the PS1 days or so, the You Don't Know Jack games was like trivia, pretty much just trivia. And it was pretty straight up. But for, I mean, I'm sure that those probably have heard about the Jackbox Party Pack. But for those that don't, it's basically there's like five to six games per party pack. And the one that I'm playing right now is the one that me and my coworkers are playing is the Jackbox Party Pack 3. And in that one, there's a game called Quiplash. There's a game called Guespionage. Wait, let me explain. Quiplash is just saying something witty and then you go up against another opponent and the people that's playing in the group vote for which one's the funniest.
Okay, that's kinda like Quiplash. Kind of like Cards Against Humanity or Apples to Apples kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You try to wit your way to success.
Yeah. And so there's that one. There's a game called Guespionage where it's basically, you know, there's stupid facts where, or not stupid facts, but like a fact like a certain percent of Americans own waterbeds and everybody kind of try to guess like the closest number. And then you just rack up points that way. So you're basically playing for points and bragging rights. Another game that we play from the Jackbox Party Pack is Drawful. Have you heard of that one?
No, I don't know that one.
Drawful is like, so I work with a bunch of designers, and Drawful is basically extreme finger or extreme stick figure drawing.
Okay.
And yeah, and so you like Quiplash, whoever draws the best one, or actually every player draws, has a prompt, and they have to draw it, and then the members playing have to guess what the artist was conveying. Mm-hmm. And then you accumulate points by how many people guess correctly. But some of the things are pretty ridiculous. I'm trying to remember like one of the prompts is draw the galaxy. And I'm just like, okay. So you try to draw something like galaxy-esque and try to get people to draw the galaxy, or you try to get somebody to draw a giraffe drinking coffee. I'm just making some weird prompt up, but you'll get something that mm-hmm. odd. But it's a lot of fun, and we play it. We pretty much screen share it. This is how we play it. We screen share it and like a Google Hangout or something. And all you need is your phone. And the login code, and it's very accessible to everybody because everybody owns a phone, right? So
yeah,
so this it's a fun little game. You can play up to like 3 games per hour, and it's a nice way for, you know, the team to, you know, let loose after a hard week and just goof around for an hour. So so that's the game that we've been playing.
Cool.
That's about it on my side. No blockers that I know of yet.
It's a big secret game that you had there.
You know what? We've been playing it so routinely the last few months. I just totally forgot that we play it.
My goodness. I'll go. Mine's short. I played a little bit of Overwatch. I'm just albatrossing in that game. I finished my Buddha book. That was good. I started another book on Showa, wartime Japan. It's like a manga all about that. And then I've been trying to really just finish out this space cowboy book called Dark Run. And, man, it had a little bit of a twist today. Yesterday I was reading it, it went into like a sex scene in the book. And it was just like, what is happening? Cause it's basically like Firefly. And then but Firefly with like a sex scene. And it was just mm-hmm. like, what is happening? happening. And then like two chapters later, it's like a boxing match, or one chapter later, there's like a boxing match, and like I'm reading like a boxing match, and I just was like, this is like a TV show I maybe wouldn't watch. I don't know. Maybe I need to give up, but I kind of want to just power through and say like I read it, but I'm having a difficult time. Like just like, it's not, it's kind of like a movie where like you suspend your disbelief, you know, and I'm just having a difficult time.
Those scenes like totally took you out of the book.
Yeah. They're just kind of like, oh wow, I'm gonna have to read this whole thing. Like, this is okay, all right, you know. Yeah, I don't know, it's just kind of weird. Just, I don't know, that stuff is never convincing, I guess, in romance novels and books and things like that, at least to me or whatever. So I saw Ready Player One, which is kind of related to this podcast, a lot of video game nods there. It was good. It was different from the book, but it was, I didn't think it was bad. I mean, I may look on it in 5 years and be like, oh yeah, that one was rough, but I thought it was pretty good. I thought the change, they made a lot of changes from the book, and so I think that was good. The one change they did add is they added everything, like every little piece of nostalgia showed up in the movie. So, but that was kind of okay. Whatever. It's fine. So.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah.
What would your game rating be for player review?
Maybe a 2. Like if it interests you, go see it. But if it doesn't, if you think it's like, oh, they're just cashing in on nostalgia, I think you're going to be like, yeah, they just cashed in on nostalgia. But like, I thought it was good. I thought it had some cool moments, and it's, I don't know, it's like, it's basically like a Harry Potter, you know, it's like a kid who finds out he has a superpower kind of, and then they have to use school and like look through memories to find secrets. And so I thought that's, you know, that's basically Harry Potter. So I thought that was good. Okay. So yeah, I think Harry Potter, but in VR. So there you go. And that's it. Blockers, you helped me with this, but I've been moving out of my old house, like getting all the garbage and clearing it out so we could sell it. That has been a huge time sink. I mean, I probably put 20 hours into my house last week. So, hopefully that's coming to an end so that I can, just fall asleep at night instead of thinking, oh, I gotta go clean up that. Oh, I gotta clean up that. So anyway, but thank you, Jan. Jan came and bailed me out, lifted like 4 tons of pavers. And so, and then took it up to the, Habitat for Humanity restore thing we have here in Austin. That was good, but it was, it was so much work. Oh my gosh. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Don't thank me. Thank my back.
yeah, I know. We're going to die old, but hey, here's the, or die young. We're going to break our backs. And the good thing is we'll be bedridden and we can play more video games. So there you go.
I can't wait.
There you go. It'll be great, I think. I don't know. All right. Well, that's going to do it here. I think we got to get switch over to Overwatch, squeeze out a few rounds of comp. So anyway, do you got anything else you'd like to say, Jan?
No, pretty good so far.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, dear listener, for downloading this and your podcast of choice. Be sure to star heart favorite up. That's how people find out about the show. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter at @aside_quest for a few tweets. We've kind of pulled off of that, but we'll pick it back up. And then, hit us up with any game recommendations because we're always looking for them, or let us know what you're playing because I'd love to hear what y'all are doing. So anyway, thank you so much for listening. Adios.